You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kyle.
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes, this is Knockouts and Three Counts. And before we jump in to the show and we introduce our special guest, I just want to let everybody know that this episode of Knockouts and Three Counts is sponsored by Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first Audible book for free. Go to audible.com/Detroit or you can text Detroit to 500-500. That's 500-500. And like I said, you will get your first 30 days for free and you will get your first Audible book for free. Audiobooks are a great sidekick for summer activities like hiking, sunbathing on the beach, running, road tripping, enjoying downtime, outdoors, and much, much more. Currently, I've been listening to the Ronda Rousey book, My Fight, Your Fight. What about you, Kyle?
Slobberknocker by Jim Ross.
Two great books. You got one wrestling and one MMA, even though Ronda's a wrestler now.
And she's the champ.
Yes. So you can check out these books yourself by using the promo code. I'm sorry, not the promo code. Going to audible.com/Detroit or texting Detroit to 500-500 and get your first 30-day trial for free. And you also get your first Audible book for free. Make sure you check that out, people. So, Kyle, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the
everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Thank you, Million Dollar Man. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, sir?
Introduce myself to the people?
Yes.
This is the white Kyle, seeing as the other Kyle doesn't love us today. Neither does Kev or Tony. But you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit Knockout, or Kyle Collison on Facebook. And make sure you follow our page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast.
And I am Devin McKenzie. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. That's one word. Make sure you check out the Reality Era News page on Facebook where we talk wrestling. Hey, if you're looking for a car, make sure you check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Oh, who's this guy? Let me finish telling people about Southfield Quality Cars, and then we'll have another guy introduce himself. Go to SouthfieldQualityCars.com and check out their inventory.
Make sure you didn't overfill that cup this week.
And once you find the vehicle you would like to purchase, go into Southfield Quality Cars and use the reference code 19309. That's 19309, and you will receive $500 off on your purchase. Mr. Campbell. Uh-oh. Need to turn Mr. Campbell's microphone on. Mr. Campbell, are you there? Can we hear you?
Do I have to?
Of course.
I hate you.
And the trucker guy the room today.
The microphones were all checked for everybody who was in the room when the show started.
Ooh.
Was that your car whose tires I saw were flattened out there? You know what? I'll be right back and go to the bathroom.
Mr. Cam, why don't you introduce yourself to the people?
Hello, good people. This is Classic Kyle. That's where we're going by now. I am Kyle J. Campbell on Facebook, at Team Chaos on Instagram and the Twitter. Can you see me in the picture?
I don't know. The camera was set up for everybody in the room when the show started.
You tell him, Randy. And Randy's not even drunk.
Yet.
Hashtag drunk Randy. All right, let's introduce our very special guest. Kyle, you want to take this or you want me to take it?
You go ahead, bro.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to the show the man of the hour, the man from Championship Wrestling League. He is Mr. Dustin Fioco. Dustin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and you can find me on Tinder.
Oh, shit.
I really hope my girlfriend's not listening.
I was about to say, because Randy's looking right now.
Yeah, no. That was.
See, Dustin doesn't have...
Okay. Love you, Katie.
Dustin doesn't have a girlfriend. He just knows someone that'd be really, really mad that I just said that. So, Dustin, why don't you go ahead and throw your social medias out there and... And let people know what you have coming up, man.
Well, I'll throw out the Championship Wrestling League social media. You can find us on Facebook. We just got on Twitter and Instagram, too. So Twitter is CW League. And Instagram, I have no idea how to even work Instagram. So we got somebody working that. So If you know Instagram, it's Championship Wrestling League. See what you can find.
Just check out the pictures beforehand. We had it tagged in it.
Is there is there actual tender for the actual league?
No, but I think I could look into that.
It's good branding.
You know, tag team, looking for partners, right?
Wait, so is it swipe left if it's good or swipe right if it's good?
Like
I don't know.
Right. Like you don't know.
Okay, everybody, swipe right.
Randy, you know, actually, Randy gave you the authority in case you missed it.
and that's Grindr for Randy, by the way.
That one doesn't use swiping.
Wait.
You know what? I don't even want to know.
I just want to know how you knew about Grindr, though.
I know people. So let's move
Lies.
On.
He's on the prowl.
Let's move on. Dustin.
Off the rails.
First of all, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us in studio.
What the hell are you doing with your microphone?
That's what she said.
He's done pissed off Randy.
Oh, the voice of God.
I'll try this again. Dustin,
don't hurt me.
Welcome to the show, man.
This is a great welcome. I'm loving it. This is like professionalism at its quality right here. This is awesome.
We don't know how to spell professionalism.
No, it's all good. I mean, everybody that was here seems very professional right when we started.
Oh, yeah. So. We keep it loose and fun around here at Knockouts and Three Counts, man. But once again, thank you for joining us, man.
Appreciate you guys having me.
We reached out to you to come on the show and talk about Championship Wrestling League, man. Let's start off with, how did this start, man?
So just honestly, I mean, this is, a lot of people have been saying this. It's a fan kind of thing. I've always been a fan. This is, I'm not going to try and claim that I've come from the business because, you know, I've come from a complete different background. I've worked for Ford Motor Company for the past 5 years. I've worked in radio, media, you know, TV a little bit. So I don't come from the professional wrestling background, but I've always been a diehard fan. Okay. And I've been very fortunate enough to have jobs that have, you know, supported me financially where I can take a risk like this. And I can put out a product as a fan that I think I would enjoy and kind of do it a little differently than the Michigan independent scene is doing right now. For example, we are running 12 shows every week. We are not doing, you know, once a month. We're doing just 12 shows straight every single Saturday, different venue all throughout Michigan.
Okay.
All right. Very different concepts. The goal of this is to really tell a story. You know, it's very difficult, I think, right now with the indie format, where if you have a show every month, if something big happens, you have to wait another month for that story to develop. So getting something that you can follow every single week, it really allows you to build, like WWE, like Lucha Underground, or any wrestling television show that is on TV, which we will be on TV as well.
Really?
We are on WADL Detroit.
Okay.
And we'll be airing Friday nights, midnight till 2 a.m. every week.
Oh, it's a two-hour show.
Two-hour show.
Wow.
That's pretty big. That's old school, like ECW almost. Like, get them, like, when they're drunk coming in, just chilling, surfing with the Taco Bell and the beer, and they just get hooked on it.
No, we got the Adult Swim time slots. All right. That was our second choice. If we couldn't get on WADL, we were going to go right for Adult Swim. But
there'd have to be something Rick and Morty themed in there somewhere.
Seth Green hosted Raw, so, you know, could have got him to host. Sure.
Kyle, you got a question for her, I guess?
You mentioned that you were a diehard fan and things like that, but my question is, what are the logistics like for your how old exactly?
25 years
old. Okay, so you're 25. So for a 25-year-old kid getting in the business, trying to do his own show and all that stuff, what does that look like? Where do you start? Are you doing it by yourself?
Please tell us, because we have aspirations too.
Yes.
Oh my God, here we go.
Where's my notepad?
You know, I would not recommend it. I'll tell you right
that's
now.
That's what every person.
Oh, wait, I don't want to stop you, but everybody we've ever asked about like putting on a show has told us don't do it.
That's why my part of the
first rule, don't do it.
We really kind of started plugging this only, you know, maybe 8 months, but this has been a 2 or 3 year project.
Wow.
So I've been working on this for 2 or 3 years. I do have a few guys that have been very helpful and supportive and lending a hand. Matt Stryker is one that I really want to throw, you know, a lot of props out to.
How did you get hooked up with Stryker?
Stryker, when I revealed some of our roster, he was very interested. And he has shown probably, you know, out of almost everybody on our roster, and he's not wrestling. He will be doing commentary. Okay. He'll be doing it with James from Dave and Chuck the Freak for all the Riff listeners out there.
Yeah. Wow.
So he was really excited when he saw the roster, and he really enjoyed the pitch of doing every single week, different venue in Michigan. And he just jumped at it. He was very supportive. He's helped lead me to a few guys that are going to be on our roster. And he's actually going to be flying out, and he's going to be going over a lot of direction of how the shows are going to be going on September 4th.
So, wait, Kyle, you...
No.
So what is it like to have a... I mean, like you said, you don't have any experience in the business, but to have a guy like a Matt Stryker who, you know, has WWE under his name, Lucha Underground, different promotions as far as independents and major, what is it like to have a guy like that say, I like what you're doing and want to jump behind it and help out, man?
That's very good. And, you know, that was good. And another one that really enjoyed it that I took as a big compliment is Cass. Big Cass is going to be coming in. And on very first show, September 29th, that's where he will be actually releasing his first public comment since leaving WWE. So,
man, that's major.
Yeah, that's going to get a lot of eyes on you.
It did get some national news a couple weeks ago, so that was really cool to see. And that's when I got to give 100% to Matt Stryker. I was telling him, you know, when Cass got released, which I had no intentions of ever using him, but right. He got released. I thought this was a perfect opportunity to jump at. And he had everybody, you know, really hitting him up. So I was very pleased that me, who's just 25 years old, have, you know, just now starting this off, don't really have much to show for it. My pitch alone has got him to do all 12 weeks of our shows.
And I also hear that he's 7 feet tall, and you can't teach that.
6'10", but we're just...
I figured when I saw him next to some people, I'm like, that's the NBA 7 feet. Like, you're Rasheed Wallace 7 feet.
Man, so... And Kyle, you asked a question about the logistics, man. Like, I mean,
are you the one that's doing all the, you know, reaching out to these guys? Do you have somebody else who knows them that's doing that, or is that all just you?
So there are two guys that have been a big hand in getting the local talents. Mike Z, Brian Gorey. Brian Gorey, a very accomplished ref. Mike Z, also very accomplished in the Michigan area. They've been a big part in helping attract a lot of great Michigan talent, so I owe them a lot of credit on that, too. And then, you know, those guys like that, guys like Matt Stryker, those are the ones that when you name drop them, you can get a lot of people interested. Because, you know, when I first started this out, it was very difficult. Some 25-year-old kid with nothing to show, right, trying to reach out and get talent to, you know, commit 12 weeks in a row, take up all your bookings and come do this project that technically is a risk, you know.
Right.
We don't have a proven background yet. We're trying to build a fan base. We're trying to do something very special, but at this time, we don't have anything to show for it. So when you surround yourself with very educated and knowledgeable and proven people in the business like that, that does wonder. So I got to give all the credit to our roster and how professional the show is going to be to guys like Brian Gorey, Mike Z, Matt Stryker.
Is Big Cass going to be going under the ring name Big Cass, or is he going to be using a different
so
moniker?
That I can't fully disclose. At this point, we have to refer to him as former WWE superstar Big Cass.
Okay.
So I know he has been promoted for another show as Big Cass.
Yeah.
The way he's at this time, we have to refer to him as former WWE superstar Big Cass.
Gotcha.
And hopefully that's one thing I too pitched to him. If we can figure out the name thing, we can announce that on our debut show too. So fingers crossed that works out as well.
So who are some of the other people that you have coming in? From what I've seen, it's a pretty impressive list of well-known talent.
And that was the goal too. One other really big name we have with us is MVP. And that was
Montel Vontavious Porter?
Yes, Montel Vontavious Porter.
I'm not going to lie. When I first heard about this, I had heard about this earlier because I'm a fan of his, and I saw it. I'm like, this is really going to get a lot of people that are kind of out of wrestling into it, because there were a lot of people that got into the Ruthless Aggression era, and he was really one of the underrated stars of that whole thing. I mean, they gave him good pushes, put on great matches. He's always been entertaining, and the fact that you guys got somebody that, if you're new, watching what, you know, current wrestling, you know a Big Cass. But if you got out for a couple of years, you had some kids, you don't really watch it, you know MVP.
Right.
That's a pretty good
just that
get.
Thing between him and Matt Hardy was like a staple on SmackDown.
I always say it. I think even though I love the Broken Universe, Matt Hardy version one, that was my shit. That was my truck.
Anything Ruthless Aggression era, I love that. That's what I grew up on. I grew up on Attitude Era, but I was really, really young. 2002, 2003, that's when I really started getting into it, and it's a good era. But going back to what you said, yeah, you know, MVP, he does cater to that. Then you go back maybe 6 years later, we've got Zach Gowen also on the card.
Former WWE star.
Yes, and then even further back, maybe 10, 15 years, we have a guy named Alofa, who is the son of Afa, the Wild Samoan. So wow. He was one of the original head shrinkers, so he's got kind of the old school WWE vibe.
A lot of headbutts.
Yes. And he was actually strongly referred to by a couple other big stars we have coming in later on in the season that haven't been announced yet.
Oh, okay.
So little foreshadowing there. But if you look at the roster, it really does have a lot of established stars that's basic, you know, your most generic WWE fan are going to at least recognize. And I think when you're starting something off like this, you're going this big, you're going on TV, and you're trying to build a fan base with something new,
right?
That's what you got to do. Because you can be flipping through the channels, and even if you're a wrestling fan, you're going to come across a product that you don't know a single person. They can be great wrestlers, but if you're flipping through and you see these two wrestlers, I believe the majority of the people aren't going to sit down, take the time to invest, and fully get into that program and stay watching. If you're flipping through the channels and you see MVP and you know who he is, automatically you're invested whoever he's working with. Yep. If it's an independent guy, that automatically gives the independent guy some credibility.
Right.
So that builds a story there. And if you, and that's a big reason why Stryker is really big too. Because even if you are watching a match without an established star and you just hear Matt Stryker's voice,
yeah,
right there, that gives the match credibility. Could get a lot of fans sucked in that way when they're flipping through the channels.
Well, you told us a little bit about your format and that you're going to go for 12 weeks straight. Okay, so when your 12 weeks are up, what's your plan there? Do you start the next season right thereafter? Is it going to be something where you guys take a little bit of a break and come back? Like, do you know what that format's going to look like?
There's a lot of different ways it could go. I'd say odds are it's probably not going to pick right back up. The way I wanted to kind of like set the 12 weeks is that it ends on December 15th, right before the holidays. Give our performers some time off, fans not feel like, you know, they have to be obligated to come see the shows and miss the holidays with their family.
Right.
Ideally, I'd love to see this pick up again next year, same time, but there's a lot of different directions this could go.
Now, does that also include, like, okay, so you've got your 12 weeks, you've got all that stuff. Now, is everybody that you're bringing in going to be signed for the full 12 weeks? Are some guys making, like, running like one show appearances, like, or is it just all basing off of how your story plays out?
So how are in more of the Michigan scene, that's actually the difficult part of locking in for a full 12 weeks, because there's a lot of promotions here in the Michigan area, so they want to divide their time up with that. So those guys are going to be, I try and get my guys in as much as I can in a row, because if you want to tell a story, it works best if they're with you week one, week two. They're gone 3, 4, and 5, then come back 6. It's just more difficult to tell a story.
Okay.
But I can say out of the guys like MVP, Cass, Zach Gowen, they're with us consistently each week. So they can actually tell a good story. You know, you're not going to come to one show and miss out on a lot of stars. You know, you're going to see big stars every week, and you're going to be able to invest in their story.
So we touched on, like, you know, you being a big fan and the eras that you came up in and a little bit of the logistics as far as to how it got started. But, like, you said this has been a 3-year project for you. So what was it originally, even 3 years ago, that just prompted you and were like, well, shit, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start a wrestling promotion. Like, you know,
was go that, after Vince.
You know, like, where does that come from? Especially if you say that it's been a 3-year ordeal, you know, you're 25. That means at 22, like, what prompts you to just say.
Good math.
Okay.
Well, I think about 3 years ago, I mean, I don't know how much you guys talk about WWE and the direction it's going, but for the longest time, it's been kind of going straight
down.
This
is when you hit the toilet flush, yes, Randy. This is where you pay attention.
This is where, if you go back and listen to our show at all, you'll see Devin get on quite the rant.
Wait, do you guys see the big WWE smile on my face right now? I'm listening.
Wait, let the man finish.
Don't mention Trish
Stratus.
I'll let you...
So I think we're going to be on kind of the same page here, but the product can kind of be unwatchable. And yes, that's a very simple way to put that. So, you know, for the first time in my life, I was finding myself as a fan unable to, like, just really get into it, really, you know, invest and watch Raw.
For the first time?
I made it through the guest.
Really?
I made it through the anonymous general manager era, the Raw guest host. I thought nothing could be worse than 2009.
You got past the Summerfest with Jeremy.
Yeah,
Bivens.
The Summerfest. Oh man, oh, God. That was
Barker is Lawrence Henderson.
Hey, don't hate on Bob Barker.
That was Mrs. Brady doing hosting
the
Raw.
I saw the Mrs. Brady thing just last week too. I'm like, man, that was awful.
Yeah, I was out of it. I was out of it around there.
Yeah,
it wasn't until the pipe bomb that got me back. That's what got me back when I had the pipe bomb inside.
Yeah, that pipe bomb. And maybe for the brief time that they were building Daniel Bryan up, I mean, that was probably the last time I could fully invest in even the Daniel Bryan stuff. I couldn't really invest in the whole program. It's probably been since 2011 that there's been a time where I'm actually excited to watch Raw, where it develops every week, and I look forward to it.
Are you a fan of NXT?
NXT, I just don't have time to follow as much. I do watch the takeovers. I think that's super well done, and everything I read on it, it
so much wrestling out right
it's,
now.
It's
their
it's
stories
so
and
much.
Everything. I, in my opinion, are like the best thing that they got out right now, whether it's WWE or otherwise. I would say that's probably one of my favorite things out. Although I'm a big fan of Lucha Underground too, though.
Right. I like Lucha Underground's production value. The way they shoot.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they shoot it like a TV show.
Yeah, that's what makes it a little different because they have multiple angles. You know, it really does. You're watching something different. Yeah. The first time I watched Lucha, I'm like, all right, I know a couple of guys that, you know, so I'm going to take a look at it. And I'm looking at the angles. I'm like, wow, this is really different.
That brings another good question. You know, we mentioned Lucha Underground and that Matt Stryker's coming from there. You know, from somebody who's on their set and sees how they're running things, do you think that any of the not production value, but like the way that they do their so differently from the way WWE does that, do you think that that will influence the way that your show comes across?
I can only hope. I mean, he's a never-ending, you know, supply of knowledge, experience, anything he can give the promotion, our crew, it's definitely stuff to consider and definitely, you know, advice we should really take seriously and look into. So I've got a guy named Jeff Burley who's heading our production. He's shot wrestling in Michigan before. His stuff looks really good. And that's one of the big things I wanted, too. I wanted to make sure film quality was going to be very good for our shows. I wanted to make sure it's not too sloppy when you're flipping through the channels. There's a lot of, you know, I want to say a lot of ECW old school vibe we're going at. I'll tell you right now, there's going to be no fancy entrance stage, no fancy lights. All the money is going towards good cameras to make sure the TV product looks good. And the best talent available. And I'm hoping that the fans can recognize that, pick up on it, and support it. Because that's the goal if you want to be a promotion. If you want to be an independent promotion, I think ECW is your goal, where you can build a dedicated fan base who goes to your shows each and every week, who fully invest in what you have to offer. And that's what we're really trying to do.
I got into ECW. I lived in Philadelphia for 5 years in the greater Philadelphia area. And I was just challenge surfing one night. And I'm pretty sure it was a Rob Van Dam match, and I'm like, oh, okay, and I'm watching, and I'm like, oh no, this isn't WWE, this is small, this is dimly lit, the hell, and then he does the 5-star, and he does the Van Daminator, and the Van Terminator, and I'm like, oh shit, this is different, and from right around there, I got hooked, and that was right before they did the invasion angle, so I go from a couple months in like January seeing this guy in a bingo hall, and then I see him, you know, facing off against Shane McMahon and, you know, doing stuff on Monday Night Raw. So I got into ECW right before it really, like, shut down. So if you can really get that type of grassroots vibe and get people hooked every single week, that's something the wrestling community, not just in Michigan, but really kind of needs now because it's basically the WWE umbrella. So if this is really, like, from what I've heard, it's really could be something really good you got going on in your hands.
And that's what I'm hoping. It's all going to be about fan support. And, you know, I just throwing numbers, I would rather have 500 of the same fans at each of these shows than 2,000 new fans every week. Because I want fans that are going to be able to fully invest into this and really enjoy the product. It's really done for the fans. It sounds cheesy and corny, but at the end of the day, I'm a fan and I want to, you know, I want to do what I would enjoy watching, and hopefully that's what the Michigan fan base and other states too. We've actually sold. We have 4 event pass tickets on sale where, you know, you can buy tickets. You get into our first 4 shows. We've had people from out of the state of Michigan, Ohio, in the thumb, and actually somebody from the UP buy. Wow. So that's pretty awesome that we were able to at least reach out and get some support from that far out.
That's not bad.
Well, I don't know if you answered the question that Kyle asked before. I really want to hear, like, 3 years ago, like...
Yeah, I kind of got off topic on that.
Like, I really want to hear, like, what happened, man, and they got you into this.
Yeah, we were just, it was just how shitty WWE is, basically. I got bored with it. I'm like, hey, I think I could do this better. Let's give it a shot. So, you know, I think a lot of people look at places like Philly, talking about ECW, and then New York, Chicago especially. Those are the wrestling cities. Mm-hmm. And I honestly believe that Michigan has got a great fan base.
Yeah.
It really does. And there's some great promotions out there, but I don't think there's that one defining promotion that kind of just, you know, just is the label for the state of Michigan. And hopefully that's what this Championship Wrestling League can do. Hopefully that is something that, you know, it can make people from places like Ohio and maybe even Indiana or other states come here because they think they can get the best wrestling with the Championship Wrestling League, with the Michigan wrestlers in the Michigan area. So I really want to do a lot for the Michigan area of wrestling, and that, hopefully that's what the Championship Wrestling League can accomplish.
So whenever someone starts something from the ground up, you definitely have your supporters and you have people that you call them haters, detractors, whatever.
Assholes.
Have you gotten any pushback? Anybody saying, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing this? Or
oh, of course.
You shouldn't do
or
this?
How are you doing it?
Definitely. Absolutely. You
know, who's Grimoire?
You know, because I'll be the first one to say this is a very unorthodox way of starting it. You know, I'm coming in it not from the wrestling background. I'm somebody that has got the ability to invest in this, and I get that it, you know, the approach to this, and especially trying to get guys to do 12 straight weeks, that's something that is very unorthodox, you know, not just in Michigan, but wrestling in general.
Right.
So I fully get anybody that doesn't understand that or doesn't want to take that risk or doesn't want to get behind it. So I'm going with a product that I think, you know, has potential to be successful, has a potential to get people interested. And I'm just hoping for the fan support. And hopefully it's something that a lot of people can get behind. And if not, I understand it. It's very different than what wrestling is right now here in the state.
Well, before we ask any more questions, let everybody know once again when the first show is, how they can see it. If they can't make it to a show, how they can watch.
Who's on the card?
So September 29th, Brighton Legacy Center Sports Dome. That is our first show. Tickets are on sale at championshipwrestlingleague.com. We also have tickets for the first 4 weeks are out in general, so you can get tickets to Pinckney High School, Fowlerville High School, and Salem High School in Canton. That's where we're having our first four shows. ChampionshipWrestlingLeague.com has got those tickets, and that's why we're on TV. So if you can't make a show, you can easily watch on WADL Detroit.
Channel 56.
And that being said—
Wait, no, it's 38, isn't it?
No, it's 38. 56 is PBS.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's not that channel, either of those channels for me. So
that's what I'm like,
I don't know.
So I'm
like, well, at least 38 is what I remember it used
right,
to be.
Right, WADL.
But,
and what time is that again?
That'll be midnight till 2 a.m. on Friday nights,
okay.
Starting
set
in October.
Set your DVR.
Yeah, make sure you set your DVRs if you're not up at midnight, people.
I know, and I'm going for to set mine. All of you that watch and listen to our show, we will be at some of those shows as well and have been talking to Dustin about some good things to come too, so stay tuned.
Definitely, definitely. Any questions, guys? I just want to make sure that we got the information out there about, you know, when the shows are going to be and what time we can watch on WADL.
So here's a question I have. So we talked about how you got started, why you got started, all those things. So when you first started acquiring your talent for the shows, did you start that by trying to get the local guys? And then how from there did that work for you trying to attract bigger names when it comes to big casts or – you know, even how you got
formerly known as Big Cash,
whatever.
There you go,
formerly WWE superstar.
But you know, getting those guys in. But how does that, you know, attract a Matt Stryker and all that? So how did that work for you?
So MVP was actually the first one I went out and got. I just go on his Twitter, says for bookings, reached out, and you know, it's at that point, it's pretty much if you pay the price, he'll do it.
So he's kind of your MVP.
I have a sound effects box. I really wish I had that.
I wish he was doing it.
No, but MVP, he's the first one I wanted to get because I wanted to get some credibility. And then from there, I just, you know, started personally reaching out to some of the Michigan talent that I really enjoyed the work of because there's a lot of great Michigan wrestlers out there. So
who are somebody that you haven't, that you don't have so far that you would like to get possibly like for season two that's probably available now? I mean, Daniel Bryan's contract's not up yet.
Oh, Bryan would have been awesome.
So I'm saying, not, he might probably going to resign, but with Pleasant Company excluded and CM Punk coming back, who is somebody that you would love to bring into this?
I tried so hard and I waited so hard to get Neville. But his contract was on lock for so long, and he just now
gets. I was going to say, it just freed up.
Right? He just freed up. But man, I wanted. I was just waiting. I was checking the news feeds every single day, waiting for them to finally let him go. But
might have
didn't happen.
Season two. I'm just saying.
So you said you got MVP locked down, and then from there, was this before or after you linked up with Stryker?
Stryker was actually pretty much last minute.
Okay.
So once I start, I reached out to Stryker and I built up another some more names that have some weight behind them.
Okay.
And those names, for the most part, aren't announced at this time. But once I gave Stryker the list of roster, he was very excited to jump in on that. So he didn't come in until about a month or two. I was planning on, you know, I didn't really have much of a plan on actually what to do with the commentary, but I thought at that time, if I'm putting so much into the actual show, the live event, that I wanted to focus on the actual TV product a little more. And I thought commentary was something that had to be very important if we were going to attract TV viewers. I didn't want to take the chance of just getting somebody local who, you know, may not be as experienced doing TV broadcasting.
Right.
There's nobody more experienced than Stryker out there. Mm-hmm. So I actually, you know, the first...
I can think of a guy. Well, does he sell barbecue sauce?
Yes, he does. Mr. Jim Ross, you know.
Hey, make sure you check out...
But make sure you find his book on audible.com/Stryker.
Actually, you know, I did reach out to another person, too. I did reach out to Joey Styles.
Oh, my God!
Man.
That...
I did reach out to him. He responded with me within 5 minutes, which was awesome. But he's done with the wrestling business. So
yeah, he had a little bit of an incident a couple years ago.
Don't hit send. don't hit send. Put your phone down sometimes, people.
But man, Matt Stryker, Joey Styles, yeah,
that would work.
Matt Stryker,
if you could have got the both of them.
Oh, both of them.
That would have been a nice team.
Ooh, I agree.
That would have you would have got a lot of you're gonna get a lot of eyes on this, but
So that's another question that comes to mind. Okay, so you mentioned you're gonna be doing the midnight time slot. Other than name value and things like that, is that something that worries you with like how late it's gonna be and what are your plans to try to make sure that it's got enough eyes with it being that late?
So I think in this day and age with DVRs, mm-hmm. that helps a lot. I do want to make – it's not really – I'm not looking for huge viewers for TV. I'm not trying to get big ratings. I'm trying to make this very easy, accessible for our fans. So if you do miss a show, you have a way to follow it up. So if it's not doing big ratings or even attracting that many new eyes, you know, I'm okay with that. As long as the fans have a way to keep up with our product – that's the reason we're on TV.
Is okay. there a way that if they can't watch the live broadcast and like maybe they don't DVR it, is there a way for them to watch it like on the website?
We'll be working on putting on videos of some matches and segments on the website and working on trying to get a good YouTube channel up and running. So we're going to try and get as much out there as we can so everybody can easily follow what we're doing.
Okay.
Is there any local talent that you can announce to the people that some of our fans might know?
Sure. Guys that'll be on our show, tag teams, Lotus, Gavin Quinn, and Juntai. Also, Halal Beefcake, Joe Coleman, and Abraham. Those guys are absolutely hilarious.
We saw them at Ula La Lucha.
Oh, those guys are awesome. They're fun to, Joe Coleman's awesome. I've talked to him a lot. Very good guy. Who else we got? We've got guys from out of state even that are independent. There's a guy we haven't announced yet. I'll throw it out here now. Alex Reynolds. That's a guy personally attracted by Matt Stryker, very smooth wrestler, does a lot for CZW and House of Hardcore.
Nice.
Exclusive. Right here on Knockouts.
Yeah, there you go.
We bring you the hits.
Also, guys that are doing a lot of stuff with Impact Wrestling, like Hakeem Zayn, Jake Something.
Wow.
So I think it's a very TV-ready roster and very good names, both, you know, whether you know you just follow WWE or you follow Michigan Independent Wrestling, we're going to have a good roster to put on good matches.
Okay. You feel like talking a little bit of WWE, even though you hate them with all your heart?
You know, I don't hate them. I thought SummerSlam was a solid show. Devin's
did you stay away for the whole thing?
No, I did not. But from what I saw, I thought it was a solid show.
Devin's got a comrade now.
I know, man. This is my new... I knew there was
something. I think their shit is shit, too. What the hell?
Yeah, but I got someone new now.
Straighten up.
I'm joking. But, you know, do you watch every week or do you kind of go in and out or are you so busy right now that you don't even have the time?
Right now that the busyness gives me an excuse not to watch. So I honestly have not watched Raw or SmackDown. And
don't look up who's the Universal Champion. You'll get upset.
I follow, I read stuff and that makes me sad.
Let's start there. So what's your thoughts on Mr. Roman Reigns?
Very good mid-carder.
Oh, boy.
I agree.
I think he's great tag team. I think he'd be perfect. And, you know, when he was doing the Shield stuff, he was awesome. He's still doing
the Shield stuff.
Okay, when he's doing the Shield stuff, but he's not the star. It's not Roman Reigns with the Shield when it's actually the Shield.
I agree.
Roman Reigns, even with Dean Ambrose, those guys as a tag team, that was good stuff.
But I'm waiting for Tony to call in.
But when WWE tries to make him the greatest thing ever, and it is very clear that the fans are not wanting to pick it up. It's just I don't like when you can't call an audible. I don't like when you're so stuck in the direction you want to go that if fans aren't picking up on it, you just got to be more organic. You got to change it up. I don't understand it at all, and that's the most infuriating thing.
Like, I got Cena after a while. I got it. I got Hogan. Grew up on it. I got Austin.
Oh, who doesn't get Austin?
If you don't this get guy, Austin, you suck.
This guy, I'm like, all right, it's about time to move on.
Well, it looks like they might have found the kryptonite now that it may look like Braun might be turning bad guy now. So
the thing is, do they even make anybody a full heel or face anymore? It's like Braun, that feud with KO, Braun was the heel.
I was about to say, technically, Braun is basically a bad guy that everybody loves, but right. That's besides the point. But now it looks like they actually may turn him into a full-fledged heel and put him with Ziggler and McIntyre.
I will say anything. Poor Drew. Anytime, though, Braun and Roman get together, it is some good stuff. I will say that on a much smaller level, that is an Austin Rock kind of thing. That's a generational rivalry that I think a lot of kids growing up on this product of WWE are going to view Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman as guy one, guy two.
Yeah, because if you think about him and Brock, it's you lost every time and then you finally won.
Yeah, right. That's that whole... Oh, man.
Dustin's my new friend.
Wow. I got no commentary on how awful all that stuff
He'll be my friend
was.
If he lets me book season two, so yeah, we'll be here. We'll be here. Just put me in the booking booth.
Good God almighty.
So what did you think of TakeOver?
TakeOver was very good. I thought that was great. Anytime Ciampa and Gargano go at it, it's awesome. They had a great match. Enjoyed the show. There's not many TakeOvers I've seen that I haven't enjoyed. That was a really good one.
Have you watched pretty much the whole series of matches between Gargano and Ciampa, you know, going back to the Cruiserweight Classic up until a couple weeks ago?
I saw the Cruiserweight Classic. I saw the one a couple weeks ago. A few of the ones in the middle I missed, but, right. You know, they tear it down every time.
So I don't know about you, but, I mean, for those of you that don't know, it was supposed to be a triple threat match this last takeover with Aleister Black, Ciampa, and Gargano. Aleister Black suffered an injury, so they had to go back to Gargano and Ciampa. And
somebody
honestly,
kicked him in the dick and then really hurt him.
Hey, Collison, where were you on the night of?
That's right. I did it, motherfuckers.
I did it.
You did it
for
the
family. I did it for The Rock.
I had the Rikishi food on and everything. Even though it was like I was in drapes, but it was all right.
I can see you in the photo.
But I almost forgot my question. So after watching them fight four times before this, were you worried at all going into that last match? Like, man, we've seen this so many times. It's like, what are they going to do now?
I wasn't worried, but I was very disappointed because I did want that triple threat match. Right. I thought they still needed another match. I think this was their third match in the
NXT.
It's
the third big one, yeah.
Yeah,
so officially their fifth one, if you count, like I said, back to Cruiserweight Classic up until now. It's really their fifth match.
Did Ciampa have his beard during the Cruiserweight Classic?
I think so.
Not as
thick, like, though.
Yeah,
not as grizzly as it is now.
Now he looks like the elf from...
Elf?
The Hobbit. I can't remember.
Look, dog, that dude got in bad shape when they put him in that spot. So if I'm going to look like that, you can call me whatever the fuck I want.
I got beard envy. I'm a grown man. I can say that. This is a trust tree. I have beard envy.
But yeah, you definitely wanted Aleister Black.
I wanted the triple threat because that just adds another element. And that way you could continue the story and have, you know, a send off later on instead of this being, which I think is going to lead to another match from what I've seen. At least that's the way I think it looks like it's heading. But I
don't know. I think they might take Gargano off of TV for a little while and, you know, let Ciampa run rampant over NXT for a while.
He's probably the most over guy on the entire NXT roster. I'd say probably between him and Ricochet.
Talk about Ciampa or Gargano?
Ciampa.
Well, Ciampa's over the heel. I mean,
even as a heel, yeah.
You know that NXT crowd, they
hate him.
That's hard to do.
That's beautiful.
Hold on, let me get the bell ready. So we were there for Chicago.
See, and it wasn't
him and
me.
I was in Chicago too. I just wasn't at the show.
Oh, you were there the same weekend?
I was on the same weekend, and it just I didn't go to Money in the Bank or TakeOver.
I listened to Chicago
in
the
car. Wait, time out, rewind. So you were there that weekend?
Yeah,
but you didn't go to shit.
No, I did not.
Why?
I don't remember why my girlfriend and I went. I don't remember what for. Hopefully nothing important that I'm forgetting, but I don't think it was an anniversary or anything, so maybe it was just a getaway.
We can't edit this part out.
Yeah.
So speaking of Chicago, what are your thoughts on All In?
Oh, well, that's awesome. That's great. It just shows how big of a wrestling boom there is right now. Actually, we were just talking before the show about how the wrestling ring was getting delivered right now.
Right.
They're dropping it off straight from All In. They dropped off the All In ring and then stopped at my house next. So
wait. So there's a ring sitting at your house right now.
I don't know what my dad, my girlfriend, a couple friends are over there working on that right now. So I don't know.
Can we come over and take some bumps?
This month.
You guys want to set it up? Go right ahead. Until it's going to go in the storage unit pretty soon. So you gotta.
I just want to do flippy shit.
you doing flippy shit? I'll pay to watch that.
Nice.
When you break
I was
neck,
about to say something
I'm
really
no
messed
credit.
Up. I'm leaving it alone.
Go ahead, say it.
Nope.
Has to do with going with the Chris Benoit inside or?
Oh, damn.
I, you know.
The best thing to get away from child support.
Oh, my God.
The thoughts and views of Kyle Kemper, not necessarily those of Knockouts 3 Cast or Podcast Detroit. I'm still thinking about what I was going to say, but I'm going
to
leave it alone.
He was trying to be a dick to me, ladies and gentlemen. And that was where it was going.
See, that's where you're wrong. It was nothing about you.
It's always about dicks with you, man. It's always about dicks.
So, let's get this back on the rails. So, Dustin, you were saying
fuck
that
you trucker lookalike.
He has the worst comebacks ever.
I don't, but he just hasn't heard them all yet. But
so once again, let's get this back on the rails. Dustin, you were saying that you were a big fan of wrestling growing up. When did you start wrestling and what really got you into it?
You know, I don't even remember. It's one of those things where I've just always watched it my whole life.
Right.
Probably one of my earliest childhood memories was watching the Bret Hart Stone Cold feud play out.
God, you're young.
Yeah. I was probably 2 or 3 at the time.
Jeez. Wow. Damn it.
Well, we're probably old. 3 or 4 or something.
How are you not used to this yet? He's probably. I turned 26 in 3 weeks, so.
Yeah. We're on the same page. How old are. I'm not even going to guess. How old are you guys?
No, guess. I want to guess.
You 46, you have to guess 47.
Now. You're old as fuck.
You definitely have to guess now.
I'm going to go 47, 48, around that.
Wow.
No, I'm not. You guys are.
We're out.
You guys already gave it away with the ECW thing. So.
1, 2, and 3 there. I quit.
Well,
Dustin, it was great having you on the show. This shit's over.
Fuck.
Don't watch this shit. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not expecting to see you guys at the shows now.
No, I'm.
We do have senior citizen seating, so.
Wham.
Yep, I'm out.
I ain't going to be out. You got one more time. It's going to be a Vince McMahon thing at your damn show. Yeah. I'm going to come in there with a damn Zamboni. This is Michigan now.
I'm coming in with a milk truck, goddamn. It's Milkamania. Okay.
You damn right know it's going to be a beer truck with you.
I'm 33.
I'm 33.
You are?
Yeah.
I thought you were younger than me. Never mind.
You said you were what, 13 when you were flipping through ECW in 96, so.
Oh, no, that was like 99. That was later, yeah.
Oh, that invasion angle. Okay, I'm thinking of the old.
Oh, yeah, no, not the original. Not the good one.
Yeah.
The shitty one.
Okay,
not
the shitty one.
The shitty one. The one that got, you know, WCW mixed up.
Long live the Stephanie McMahon era.
Billion Dollar Princess.
Man, I actually remember like Stone Cold before he got to WCW, man. That's how old I am.
I hated the Hollywood
Before he got
bombs.
To WCW.
USWA.
I remember like USWA Stone Cold Steve Austin back when he had the long blonde hair.
Stunning Steve
like,
Austin.
I actually remember the Hollywood Blondes and I hated Stone Cold back then.
What? I love the Hollywood Blondes, man.
If you read the camera.
No, Hollywood Blondes is one of the greatest tag teams of all time, man. That never
they were you
deserve, sir.
I say they were good. I just say I hated them.
Okay, I'm sorry. We just went down memory lane. But
we just showed how old we are.
Yeah, we tend to do that.
I know. You remember when wrestling was good, man?
No.
Well, thanks, Kyle.
Then why the fuck are you here?
But so basically you were saying that Bret Hart, Stone Cold was kind of what got you into it.
Yeah, Bret Hart was my guy growing up, and Stone Cold watching all throughout the Attitude Era and sneaking it from my parents because wasn't allowed on in the household.
I had to worry. It wasn't about being on. It was more that I had to go to school, so I had to try to hide and act like I was fucking sleeping.
Oh, I remember. Yes, I remember those days too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I remember having to flip back and forth between WCW and WWE.
I remember that too.
The last 5 minutes was the greatest shit
and
ever.
And then when it got bad, when they had Tank Abbott there,
that was before we had DVR. Damn it, we had to make a choice.
Yeah. If you didn't have cable either, you were screwed. That's why I've always been a fan of SmackDown.
I didn't have cable.
Yeah. I didn't have cable, so I grew up with SmackDown. From the first episode on, I loved SmackDown. I just hated when they continued.
I still remember where I was when the first SmackDown episode happened.
Those SmackDowns are hard to watch, though. Really?
Go back,
the just old school the, ones? The editing and the commentary that stuff.
Yeah. On the network, yeah, they really
not even how much they edit. Just going back, you know, I'm so glad SmackDown's a live product now because SmackDown was such an edited television show.
Yeah,
the fake crowd cheering and you could especially in the older ones, you can tell how much editing was done to Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler on the commentary. That was infuriating.
I've heard stories of people that actually gone to SmackDown tapings where something that they shot didn't come out right, so they would reshoot it or have, do the match over again, and you could tell that the crowd was different. So, yeah, I'm glad SmackDown's definitely live now. And it'll be on Fox really, really soon, people,
yeah,
2019. But so
was that a plug for another company?
Yeah, it kind of was. I'm sorry. Make sure you watch Championship Wrestling League starting when?
September 29th. But it's on TV October 7th? 5th? No, October 5th is because...
So avoid spoilers.
Yeah, you will have to avoid spoilers, though, if you're just watching the TV product.
So the first episode airs October 5th at midnight?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
And that's on WADL, Channel 38. Correct. Right here in Detroit.
Where I work next to.
What?
Yeah. I work right next to the actual station.
Really?
Yeah.
You should get a job there, man.
It's my dream job.
So the question I was going to ask you is, what is your favorite match of all time?
And you have to pick.
Yeah.
Shut up, Collison.
Probably going Taker, Shawn, WrestleMania 25.
Wait, was it the first or the second one?
That's the first Mania.
Okay.
That's not a bad pick.
That's a hell of a pick.
If you're going to make a pick, that's not bad.
So why that match?
Just probably the one that when Taker hit the tombstone, Shawn kicked out. At that time, you know, nobody kicked out of finishers or nobody kicked out of the tombstone, let alone.
Right.
Now that's what I hate about WWE right now. 20 finishers every match.
Yeah. It's like a video game.
It's I hate that.
Favorite wrestler?
Bret Hart or Daniel Bryan?
I think you're the first person we've ever had on that said Bret Hart.
Just grew up watching him.
It's all right. Good.
Favorite Bret Hart match?
Ooh.
Him and Austin, Mania 13.
I knew that was what he was going to say.
I love that match. I love that match so much.
The one at Survivor Series was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But that was, what, 96?
96.
Okay.
Because you know what happened in 97.
Well, that was what got him the WrestleMania match.
That's true.
Well, no, that was Matt and Shawn. Good old Shawn.
Well, yeah.
Late 90s Shawn Michaels.
I love Shawn.
Shawn's my guy, man. I'm a Shawn Michaels.
Oh, he's great, too. He's...
But see, you say too, like he's not as good as he's not better than Bret Hart. But.
You know, honestly, he's probably better almost in every single
probably.
Way.
See, I like Dustin, man.
Bret Hart, he is just so smooth and crisp in the ring. I think he's got that. But Shawn's probably better than everything, other than pure technical mat based wrestling than Bret. Character wise, mic skill wise,
I can't argue with that.
I can't really argue.
And I grew up.
Well, you can't argue with it, in the fact that I think Shawn's character always was meant to be that way. Because even you've heard Kevin Nash and all of them talk about it. Like, you know, Shawn might be smaller or look smaller, but he'll get right in there and punch you in the face.
Unless you're in a bar with four Marines. Sorry, I love Shawn. I could help.
Even though that was 20 years ago, still too soon.
Good help.
Oh, shit. We're going to hell.
I'm already going.
Hey, that's public knowledge now, man.
I'm already going for the Benoit joke, but I've been saved four different times with four different churches, so I got some credence.
Oh, God.
Wow. Did you say four different churches?
It really doesn't work like that.
They kept asking, does anybody want to come up and get saved? I was visiting other churches. They kept asking, does anyone want to come up and get saved? So I'm like, okay, I'll get up again.
How much did you put in that 7-Up cup, dog?
Not as much as you had.
Hey, Randy.
I didn't have any.
Randy, how much time do we have? What, 10 minutes? Okay. So, in the last 10 minutes, is there anything that you want to let the people know? Anything that we didn't touch on that you want to get out there?
Just I'm hoping the fans get behind this. I really am. You know, I have lots going into this. I want to give a big thank you to all of the talents, all of the crew, anybody that is investing their time into making the Championship Wrestling League very special. There's a lot of guys that are lending a hand in making this what it is. So I just want to thank everybody that's behind the scenes working on that and the in-ring talent that is investing their booking dates and coming into work with us. And I'm really hoping the fans at least just give us a try September 29th, Brighton Legacy Center. Hopefully you guys come by so we can give you guys a wrestling show that you guys thoroughly enjoy. make you feel like, you know, your time, your money, it is well spent. And you can come to our shows. You can watch us on WADL and invest in this program. And we can give you guys something very entertaining. I have faith in everybody that's on this project. I think it's going to work out great. And I just want to give a big thank you to fans that are already supporting us, fans that will support us, and everybody behind the scenes that's making this as good as it's going to be.
I have a question.
Shoot.
Where did you come up with the name?
It's very hard to come up with a wrestling
name.
That's
what I'm saying,
because
there's so many. And that's a good name.
And, you know, that was the big talking about, like, you know, little things that are said that are compliments. Joey Styles, when he shot me down and said no, he did say that's a really cool wrestling name. So I'll take that with pride.
All right.
But I can't tell you how I came up with it. I was looking for something that would be professional sounding, not anything, you know, off the wall, crazy. And I thought Championship Wrestling League, I wanted to go more for like a WCW kind of name where it sounds professional.
It sounds like wrestling.
You know, I want to go for a very professional sports-based vibe with this. I mean, it's going to have a lot of entertainment aspect, but it's also going to have a lot of actual competition-based, you know, form of entertainment. You know, the matches.
Nice.
When you get announced to the ring, we're going to have our ring announcer announce them by their win-loss record, too. So now coming down to the ring with a 3-1, you know, win-loss record. You know,
is he going to pause for when they say one fall?
We'll see. We'll see if the crowd picks up on that. We might.
or to be a lot of two sweeps.
Whatever the fans want to do, you know, we're not confiscating signs. We're not going to edit your. Well, maybe if there's some F-bombs, the editing crew might have to, you know, edit some stuff. But, you know.
If knockouts and three counts is coming.
I'll tell you right now. I think even a Chris Benoit chant might go. So if you guys want to. Start a Chris Benoit chant. Keep that in there.
There we go.
I mean, it's Wolverine.
Well, don't give this dummy any ideas.
Well, there's our chance of getting locked up with WWE.
I guess we'll just have to think that ship sailed a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we kind of alluded to it before. I'll bring it up right now. He brought up Trish Stratus.
Shit.
It all comes back.
I said I would tell you back to the original hemorrhoid. Yeah. So, me and Trish Stratus have heat with each other.
They got beef.
Really?
Yes.
They got beef.
So,
she said it was too big.
Sexual harassment?
Well, I mean, she didn't technically file charges.
No, it's kind of, fuck you. No, when I was 15 years old, I just happened to be in Atlanta visiting my sister. So we went to Six Flags. They were also doing SmackDown the next night. And Trish Stratus was at Six Flags signing autographs. So I stood in line for an hour to get a autograph from Trish Stratus, and I got my autograph. I said, "Hey Trish, can I have a hug?" And she said, "No."
Wow.
She's Sasha Banks.
Beef.
Damn.
Heat.
When was what year was that?
Hurt ever since.
Like 2000, maybe.
It's like 99, 2000. Yeah.
You know, trying to be a heel character, maybe, or she was doing her TNA stuff at the time, not Impact stuff, but Dustin Albert. Or maybe
I don't think she was wrestling.
Was she screwing around with Vince at the time?
Which time? Well, there goes that WWE check. Fuck it. Sorry, Mom.
But, yeah, ever since then, I fucking hate Trish.
You know what's funny?
Really?
You've told this story at least 8 times.
I know, but Dustin hasn't heard this story yet. Dustin's my new friend.
He would if he went to knockoutsandthreecounts.com and listened to some of our old podcasts.
Hey, Dustin, you want to come here every week, man, and join the show, man?
Sure.
I mean, there's room for you on the logo. You have to go down under seven. I mean, we can have somebody put
That's
your
fine.
Face in there. I mean, it's a black background, so your face will be fine.
You can use my Tinder profile pic.
Kyle, what does that look like?
Why would I have to know? Why don't you ask
Speaking
yourself?
To the mic.
Why don't
mic.
You ask yourself there, guy? Why do I got to be the one that knows?
Doesn't
You're
love,
the one that's
doesn't
got
love his comebacks.
He's got the trucker hat going, you know, looking for some late night fun and shit.
All right. You guys got any last questions for, I guess, before we start wrapping this show up?
What's the belt look like?
Belt's currently being made, so I can't.
No spinners.
No spinners.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I got to ask you about that after the show.
And he pretty much answered the question I was going to ask, is what makes them different? But you've already pretty much answered that. So
very sport based, I'd say.
Took that out.
A little bit. A lot of competition, a lot of entertainment based, trying to. You know, we're not going to label ourselves as, you know, a goofy promotion or a super serious promotion. Going to try and put us right in the middle, a little bit of everything.
Anything, I know you can't give away too much, but anything you can tell us about the season finale?
How are you going to jump right to the finale?
Shut up, we're trying to get a scoop.
I will say right now, yes, I have an idea of how I'd like to see everything go.
Okay.
But
not like the Sopranos, right? It just doesn't fade to black, right?
No. Neville's 90-day no-compete clause does expire in that time, though.
Ooh.
But
oh, shit.
I do see a way I'd like to see the season finale going, but at the end of the day, I'm really trying hard to not book that far in advance because I really want to have the fans decide.
Okay.
You know, all right. Have the fans pick up on what they're enjoying, what's getting good reactions, what they seem to like. So that way we can adjust accordingly and not go the Roman Reigns route where we're locked in with a guy that nobody likes.
They're going to love him. Ooh, God damn it.
Ruining the main events.
Send the Rock out.
So, you know, it's going to be a very organic thing where the fans are going to decide the direction we go.
Okay.
Respect.
Any last questions? All righty. Dustin, once again, let the people know when they can check you out, where they can get tickets, where they can watch all the social media.
September 29th, Brighton Legacy Center. That is our first show. It's championshipwrestlingleague.com. You can find us on Twitter, CU Wrestle League, Facebook, Championship Wrestling League, just Championship Wrestling League, and then Instagram, no clue. Look for us. Somebody's running it. It's
if
not
you
me.
Look on our Instagram, it'll be tagged in there. Okay. And for any of you that have been to any of our live shows before, whether they be at the fights or whatever, be looking for Knockouts and Three Counts at these shows as well.
Yeah. Instagram's been up like a week, so help us. We only got like 40 followers. So.
Well, we'll definitely help you get those follows up. But
there we go.
Dustin, man, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me. I'll be back next week, right? Banging on the door.
Oh, shit. Did somebody know him? He doesn't have the code to get in, right?
But, yeah, thank you once again for joining us, man.
Before we get off the air here, as many of you know, we have SmackDown coming here next Tuesday. So,
good. Yeah, go ahead.
Knockouts and Three Counts will be on a hiatus for a week because ring the fucking bell. I'll be at SmackDown Tuesday.
Actually, that does remind me. I do want to plug this, too. For anybody that is going to SmackDown, we are having a live press conference at SmackDown, basically. There's a bar called Harry's directly across from Little
Caesars. I'll be there.
Internet.
I love Harry's.
Yep. It's I'll be there. 2 seconds away. You can come by. We're going to be probably on the mic in the balcony. If you have tickets for any of our events, you can get in the balcony to eat and drink with the wrestlers. VIP section for anybody that has a four-event pass scheduled to be there and speak.
Or if you were Knockouts and Three Counts.
We'll see. I gave you the link where you can buy tickets.
Nice shot, dog.
But scheduled to speak so far, we'll have James from Dave and Chuck the Freak there, Brian Pillman Jr., and Matt Stryker. So they will all three be down there, getting the word out, trying to bring in some new fans. Feel free to stop by if you guys are going to be at SmackDown.
Wait, is Brian Pillman Jr. on the roster?
Because I follow him.
Oh, yes, sir. I think we did not talk about that. Yes,
yeah, I was about to say, because I follow him on Instagram.
I'm a huge fan of his. He is on the roster, yes.
Damn, Instagram Instagram doesn't bring up the right post, damn it.
And we talked about the Hollywood Blondes, man. We didn't talk about
Jesus.
How Ray the fuck?
Wow. God, didn't we
so that? For any of you that are listening, fuck your couch and get up and go to the damn show if you're going to be at SmackDown. And make sure you get off your couch and go check out these shows.
All right. Anything else that you need to plug, man?
Your Tinder?
I think I'm good.
Oh, God.
The Tinder, you know, that's already going smoothly. I'm good. No, nice. No help needed there.
Nice.
Wow.
Collison, how's your grinder turning?
Well, considering I don't have one, I mean that's so.
Well, we can
bad.
Set one up for you now. I mean,
well, I know you got one, truck driver, so shut the fuck up.
Hey, Collison, why don't you go ahead and give us your social media? Anything that you have?
Yeah, you can find me at Detroit Knockout at Detroit NOKOUT Kyle Collison on Facebook, and make sure you follow our Facebook page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast.
Mr. Campbell,
classic.
Mr. Classic.
Thank you. You can find
you
me
ain't
on...
Chavo Guerrero, bitch.
it's okay, little Chavo.
hey, if I get to make money like that, then it's cool.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. It's about making money. I do this shit for my health. Kyle J. Campbell on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos. And support the Reality Era News Facebook page and also the KnockoutsAndThreeCounts.com.
All right. And real quick, I want to let everybody know, since we're taking a hiatus next week, you can catch me on Hattage Underground, fellow podcast right here at Podcast Detroit. I will be joining those fellas next week, so check me out over there. And you can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's Devin63. You can find me on Instagram.
Schools.
Tongue twister. Yeah. You can find me on Instagram at Allsteak No Sizzle. That's one word. Like Kyle said, check out the Reality Era News page. If you're looking for a car, check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Once you find a vehicle you like to purchase, go into Southfield Quality Cars and use the reference code 19309. That is 19309. Shut the fuck up, Kyle. And you will receive $500
off. You see how
off.
I'm abused? I'm the one who came up with the name off. And everything and how they abuse me.
Hey, man, I'm trying to put...
Fuck your couch and 1939 is the real number, all right?
I'm trying to sell some cars right now. 1930, you receive $500 off on your purchase.
Quit moaning, bitch.
Damn it, you stupid bitch.
Randy?
You know what would be way better than a broadcast journalism degree? A professional podcast.
Let's start there before we start trying to sign up for
Shut up and drink, Randy.
The correct website for this show is ko3cpod.com.
Yeah, I know, Kyle.
Shut up for us.
Thanks to Audible for their sponsorship.
Thank you, Audible. Right? Thank you, Audible.
And once again, thank you, Dustin, for joining us. All that being said, people.
Fuck your couch.
Till next time.
We out.
Peace.